Jesus said, "If you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free." Aloha and welcome to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bulla Eastman, proclaiming a message of hope and freedom. Let's join Brother Bulla now for today's message.
Aloha no everyone, Brother Bulla here once again, sharing the good news with you. And I wanted to welcome all of my brothers and sisters that are tuning in tonight. Mahalo. And we have a very special guest for everyone tonight, so please stay tuned in, beloved. Promise me, it will be life-changing, the words that will come from our speaker this evening. But I want to give a fresh shout-out to our boys in Laumaka tonight. Please forgive me, my brothers. I didn't know that you guys were even listening to this show, but Brother Sai shared his heart with me, told me how dedicated you are up there. I want to bless each and every one of you who are tuning in tonight, give you all the aloha, straight from 99.5, The Word, with Free Inside Ministry. I want to give another shout out to our Berean and Friday Chapel boys at Halava. Bless all of you who are attending those with Pastor Scott Sonoda. Hallelujah. We still claim the victory by the blood of Jesus. To our Waiava boys in Module 10 Cashbox program, we're going to see you soon to hear all of the great praise reports from you. Sorry, the schedule's been a little messed up. We were in Arizona, just got back, so we're going to get back on track next week. To our brothers at FDC 6A, we look so forward to seeing each and every one of you this Sunday. In fact, sometimes when I close my eyes, I can still hear the voices of 35 men resonating throughout that room that we call a chapel. And it just warms my heart to know that you're having a Bible study every night at 6 p.m. where iron sharpens iron, where you share an encouraging word with your brothers that are there. You know, we just got back from Saguaro and Red Rock this past weekend, and God is doing a wonderful thing up there, but don't let me forget about OCCC either. We're going to be at the gate hoping to get in on this Saturday so we can share the good news with all of you there. From Modules 3 and 4, ladies, looking forward to seeing you, my sisters. Module 20 and Annex 1, brothers, hold on, we're coming. Module 11, one day we'll get in there. And Module 13 with Brother Justin and Scott carrying the torch, keep doing the work of the Lord with your brethren there. Last but not least, we have the women at the Windward facility. And we apologize for not being able to get there tonight, but we're still recovering from our grueling trip to Arizona. You know, that heat is pretty overwhelming. And if you're not used to it, you end up like with Lihi Mui seed real quick. So just know that we're getting ourselves back together, but we will be there next week. And it's just because if you combine the heat of the day with the fire of the Holy Spirit, you can get downright drained while serving the Lord in Arizona. But we also want to give a big shout out to our brothers in Saguaro, Arizona. Mahalo to all of you if you're able to hear this program. And a big shout out to Chap Jesse McGuire up there. Thank you, Chap, for all your hard work. But we also want to thank Pastor Luis Garcia for his programs and holding the torch. And we can't forget Chaplain Mike Thompson and Brother John Naoli. What a team you have up there. What a group of warriors you have for our Lord. We just thank you all. And for everyone else that's tuning in tonight, maybe you've just pulled in from fighting the traffic out to the west side, or maybe you've been home for a while, sitting in Kailua, enjoying the soft tropical breeze. Mahalo nui loa for tuning in tonight. Free Inside Ministry is our prison ministry from First Assembly of God that has a passion for the Lord, with a vision to reach the broken and the lost and the incarcerated, and to preach the gospel to every person. We share the word of God and an encouraging word to all those that are incarcerated in the facilities here on Oahu and even in the facilities in Arizona at Saguaro and Red Rock. We have a website that you feel free to check out at any time. It's www.freeinsideministry.org. And you can find all of our broadcast programs for your listening convenience or if you'd like to download them to listen at a later date. You can find us also on iTunes and also Google Feedburner to make it easier for you to hear our programs. We also have a Facebook page for those of you involved in social media. Free Inside Ministry is the name of that page. And we also have an email, freeinsideministry@gmail.com. Drop me a line, send me a suggestion, or just let me know if this program has touched you or any loved one that you have who have listened to the program. You know, our anchor verse is from Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declared the Lord, plans to prosper you, not to harm you, plans for hope and a future." You know, and we use the word of God because we believe it to be the authorized, infallible, inerrant, and inspired word of God. And it goes on in Jeremiah 29, if you go into 13, it says, "If you look for me wholeheartedly, you will find me. I will be found by you, says the Lord. I will end your captivity and restore your fortunes. I will gather you out of the nations where I send you and will bring you home again to your own land." Once again, everyone, mahalo for tuning in tonight. But I want to give a shout out to all of the other pastors and all the other volunteers that go behind the walls. They go behind the walls of those prisons to share the good news of the gospel, to share the joy of Jesus Christ, to share the love of our Lord. And they know the harvest is great, but the laborers are few. Mahalo, my brethren, for reaching out to our beloved, because they are neither forsaken nor forgotten. Now, I told you we had a special guest this evening, and I'm very humbled, I'm very honored, and I have the distinct pleasure of introducing our special guest today. A Waipahu graduate, winner of the Napo'e Pa'ahana Award as Manager of the Year for the Hawaii Lodging and Tourism Agency, the State Coordinator for Convoy of Hope Hawaii, Free Inside Prison Ministry Leader, mother of four, a grandmother or tutsi to three with two on the way, and the number one God-fearing wife, but most of all, what I hold near and dear to my heart, my best friend, my wife, Lynette. Lynette, say hello to our listening audience this evening.
Aloha, everyone. So good to be here.
Well, you know, being that Mother's Day is coming up on this Sunday, we know it's a very special day, a very, very special day. Now, I heard this past Saturday that you were able to bring a message to the men in Saguaro from a mother's heart, from a mother's point of view. You were able to share with the men that are incarcerated there in Saguaro. And from the comments we've been getting, that I've been hearing, someone was telling me it sounded like it was hot, hot, hot. Someone kept telling me after you gave that inspiring message, they were saying, "Joyce who?" But really, Lynn, if you could share... Yeah, Joyce. But really, could you just share some of the takeaways or your nuggets that you're taking from Saguaro and Red Rock? Because it was really quite an emotional trip for the entire Free Inside Ministry team.
You know, Bula, and everyone out there listening to the program, you know, we were so blessed to be able to make this trip. And part of me, you know, I'm a woman, so I'm kind of getting emotional, but... You know, like we brought a woman with us, Sister Elaine, because her son is in Saguaro. So we thought, and she's about nearly 80 years old, and she needed some help to get there. So we let her come with the team. And I remember on the last day when we were having dinner, she turned to us and she said, "Wow, this prison ministry stuff, it's hard work." But, you know, when you're working for the Lord, it's never hard. Amen. And I tell you, it's, you know, it is battling for souls, but we trust in the Lord and the Lord has the victory. But anyhow, speaking about Saturday in the chapel, it was such a wonderful time for me, particularly because, I mean, I've shared my testimony in prison for several years now, but there was just something about the chapel that day. That the men were seeking God, and they were just ready to hear the word of God, the Rhema word, and from a woman. Amen. And basically, you know, I just spoke, I mean, men and women and mothers out there, that your sons or your husbands or your loved ones are in Saguaro, I told them that I represent you. And of course, at that point, the Holy Spirit just came down heavy and we were all crying. And I just said, you know, the Lord wants you to be restored as the man of the home as he intended you to be, you know. And it was at that time that peace was in the room, peace was in the room, and every man and every woman that was in that chapel that day, Bula.
Well, you know, that I was there, and I witnessed, I was blessed. The Lord blessed me. The Lord blesses me every day. But the Lord blessed me that day because I was able to see the birthing of a preacher, the birthing of a pastor, my very own wife, from a woman who would not even utter grace before a meal. And I'm talking, we're sitting there, and I say, Lynn, it's your turn to say grace. She goes, No, I won't. I mean, you're talking about a waipahu. You know, they might call me the Reverend Pit Bula, but, you know, she would be a Reverend Pit Bula Wet, maybe, or Bula Lani, or Lynette. I don't know. But, you know, she's very stubborn. I don't know where she gets that from. But anyway, she would not even pray over the chicken katsu plate lunch sitting on the table. The chicken was getting so cold, it was going to walk off the table. But God. Now, Lynette cannot stop praising the Lord, you know, and she just spoke, not in the confidence of herself, but in the confidence of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because she knows firsthand the healing powers of Jesus. She knows firsthand the mercy of Jesus himself. Amen. She knows firsthand the grace of God above. So when you talk about something to someone, make sure it's something you know what you're talking about. Make sure that the test you went through is now your testimony. Amen. Make sure that the struggle you went through is the victory you're speaking about, because God's going to take you through a desert. God's going to take through a challenge in your life. If you were to look in the book of Isaiah in chapter 43, and if you look at from verse 18, I wanted to share that real briefly, and we'll get back with Lynn. But forget all that. It is nothing compared to what I am going to do, for I'm about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. The wild animals in the fields will thank me, the jackals and owls too, for giving them water in the desert. Yes, I will make rivers in the dry wasteland so my chosen people can be refreshed. Now, the reason that I refer to Isaiah 43:18 through 20 is we were in the desert. We were in Saguaro, Arizona. We were bringing the living waters. We were bringing the rivers into the dry wasteland for the chosen people, for those that are incarcerated in Saguaro. God had chosen them to hear the living waters, to hear the life-giving message that Lynn had brought them that day. But Lynn, I want you to share with them now. The first day was a little rough going into Red Rock. I mean, you know, Robert and his boys and Pastor Scott shared about it. But I want you to share, if you could just share from your heart, the feeling of walking into the faith pod at Saguaro, Arizona the next morning.
Oh, faith. Well, I got to tell you, first of all, that Thursday, you know, we left Hawaii on Wednesday night. We didn't get into Arizona. So we traveled from Wednesday night all the way till Thursday. It was 3 o'clock, and we worked it all out, and praise God, God opened the doors to Red Rock, so that was just an outstanding experience. So by the time we went to bed, had dinner and went to bed, we got up refreshed, because that's what God does. He wakes us fresh every morning. And the first thing we did at 8:30 is walk into the Faith Pod in Saguaro. And this is a module that is focused on studying the Word of God. And there's about 120 beds in that unit. And they were all set up. They had the chairs out. Everybody was sitting down waiting for us. And it was only 8:30 when we were supposed to start. They had a stage area out for us and the sound system going. Thank you, New Hope Fellowship, for sponsoring all of that. And when we walked into the module, when the eight of us walked into the module.
Wait, even before we got to the door, what do you remember seeing when we were just walking up to the door to even come into their pod?
They stood and gave us a standing ovation, and they were just raising and praising God's name. Amen. And it was just
felt like a rock star.
I was yes, we were just a good old Christian rock and roll team walking in, and everybody was worshiping and just clapping, and wow, they pointed out to sit in the front row, and my goodness, the Lord blessed us that day, Bula.
Well, you know, in the faith pod, I mean, For my beloved out there, remember that you're neither forsaken nor forgotten.
That's right.
That was my fifth trip to Saguaro in the last few years, and I always leave a better person. I always leave with a better appreciation for what the Lord has blessed me with.
Amen.
But you know what I appreciate? I appreciate the hearts of the men who you have nothing. I mean, it's like, what can we give? You guys are thinking, what can we give? So you honor us. You honored us that day with, one, an opening ole, a chant to welcome us. Then you had your band that was there. But you also had a drama team. And you also had a choir that performed. So
beautiful
out of
choir.
The pureness of the heart, you couldn't give us anything except your heart. And it was all done in the spirit of excellence.
Yes.
And everyone was so talented. They were so giving. And the one thing that we took away is we could feel the love from the men in that unit, just appreciating our efforts to get there. So in the morning, they were able to love on us. And Lynn, can you tell them what happened from then on? Because I think we had an opportunity, maybe squishy, maybe small kind, but I think we might have made a little impact on the faith watch. Share with the audience what took place after that.
Oh, God was in the house for sure. And after they gave their love to us, the eight of us took over, and we went straight into praise and worship. And it was a holy fire party for an hour and a half. We did praise and worship straight through now, straight through. And understanding that we're a very small prison ministry team. We didn't practice. We didn't, we just went and, oh, dear Jesus, we sounded like angels. I'm not kidding. We were in five-part harmony that we never knew we had, amen? But God was with us.
Well, you know, the blessing and the miracle there, we're in five-part harmony, and only four of us were singing hallelujah. But just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, three went in and four came out.
Oh, amen.
But hallelujah. But, it was just such a wonderful time. You know, what I remember, Lynn, is there were actually people that worked in the facility. These were employees of CCA, Corrections Corporation of America, that knew. Now, this is what I love. They might not know why they came, but they knew who was coming. They knew Jesus was going to be in the house. They knew they had an appointment
right.
with Jesus. And they did what it took. They pressed through. They got through the gate. They got through the door. They came to the front. They were standing there praising. I swear, I saw the Holy Spirit rolling through that room. I saw women weeping. I saw women praising our Lord Jesus Christ. And these are employees of the facility. What brings me to mind, what brings me to my heart is that even though you go focusing on one thing, the word of God, the love of God is going to reach everyone that's around.
You know, what Bulla didn't tell you is that these employees, there were about 10 of them, that they came and they sat in the front row, and every single one of them sat there with their arms. Well, actually, they were standing by this time because we were really heavy into praise and worship. They had their hands crossed and, you know, kind of cocked to the side, just looking at us. And I remember opening my eyes for a moment and going, oh, the staff is here. But they all had their hands crossed over their chests. But, the devil wants me to get distracted. So I closed back my eyes, and the Holy Spirit got us through another, you know, half an hour of praise and worship. And then as I opened my eyes, you know, miracles before it, they were all weeping. They were all singing. Their hands were up. We were singing The Great I Am, and we were singing Yahweh, Yahweh. Oh, my goodness. It, miracles to see hearts submitted to the Lord, Bulla.
You know what was wonderful? And I want to give a shout out to our wonderful praise and worship musicians, you know, led by none other than the 808's most proficient, most accomplished praise and worship leader, Robert Hezekiah Helsham.
Gotta give
props to Hezekiah. And also we had Robbie Akubone Helsham on the drums, breaking sticks as we sang. And we had Ryan Icy Bear Helsham on the bass. Then we had Barry All Bus Naoni on the keyboard. You want to talk about a keyboard player? You want to talk? You want to talk about somebody who can tickle the ivories?
Barry,
I think,
White.
In another life, Barry might have even, may I say it, a professional musician in the secular world. But now God has taken everything and worked it for the good. And we had our Marianne Eddie. I call her Eddie because she's so steady. Gananciel. singing. And then we had Lynette Joyce Hu Eastman singing. And of course, it wouldn't be complete if you didn't have Reverend Pit Bula holding the mic, but I think they turned my mic off so that we would actually sound better. I'm going to take that up with the sound crew up there, but I think they're advised to shut my mic off. He can talk a lot, but he can't sing too good. And praise the Lord, Milli Vanilli was very successful with lip syncing, so I believe I have a career in Christian gospel if I just don't say anything but move my lips.
Yahweh.
He's got to be great if I've got the mic. But you know what? The wonderful thing about Saguaro, Lynn, I wanted you to share. Now, I know there are many ministries that go and visit our brothers there, and praise God, I lift all of you up. I thank you. I humble myself and I pedestal to you.
Praise the Lord.
Because even if we're there every weekend, that's not often enough to be with our brothers from the 808 that are in Arizona. But maybe you can tell them, I call it, you know, we were able to walk through some units. In fact, all the units. I call ourselves the strolling minestrones. Share that with the audience, what that was like.
You know, you have in your mind of what you think you're going to do by the schedule they pre-give you. But, you know, God's thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And what happened is, if anybody knows Saguaro, you know, it's longer than a football field. And all of the units are all, you know, surrounding that football field. And we started at one end of the football field. And in 2 hours, we sang straight from the H unit through the sidewalks, past the rec guys when they're playing basketball. We stopped, we sang to them there. Then we walked to the next building. And in each building, in each unit, there's three modules. So we were singing from, we never stopped. We went to H. And for those of you loved ones that know the buildings that your loved ones tell you they're at, we went into H, we went into J, we went into K, L, the L module is down, but we went back into M again on a whole. And I think the thing that really touched us all so, so much is when we came out of the M unit, which houses the faith pod, we could hear this. We were just walking and going to our next thing, and we could hear this thump, 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 thump. Then all of a sudden, you can hear several from all different places, pump, 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 pump. And it was them. It was the men. They were saying their aloha to us, and we were just so, so touched.
They were actually banging the glass, which they're not allowed to do. They could get into trouble for doing that, but they were trying to show their appreciation. They're trying to just show us how much they appreciated us being there. But, you know, one of the wonderful things that we were able to do was we were able to bring a little taste of aloha with us. We were able to take up some cookies. They're coconut and macadamia nut cookies. And every inmate who was able to have lunch there on Sunday, we were able to give them each a cookie and to say, God bless you. Lynn, share with us your heart on how that felt to distributing over about 1,500 cookies for the inmates.
You know, I'm really touched by them. Well, first of all, I'd like to thank Assistant Warden Grigo for allowing us that opportunity to bring a treat. You know, we asked if we could bring something from home, and he said we could, and I didn't realize that he was going to allow us to hand it to them. And this was very special because, you know, we may say 60 men or 100 men or 40 men in different services, but this was an opportunity to touch every single man from Hawaii in the cafeteria and giving them some cookies. Now, I tell you what, it was just two cookies in a package, but I gotta tell you, that package was from Hawaii. It was made by Hawaii hands, and as we placed it in their hands, we held their hands just a couple seconds longer to make eye contact with each brother and say, God bless you. And I gotta tell you, at that very moment, you know that God is so good, because at that one moment, how God makes time goes by, even though it was even a second, it felt like 30 seconds to a minute of just love from eye to eye, you know. And I thank the Lord for touching these men, because most of these men didn't come to service, amen, but the way they looked at us with tears in their eyes, thank you for coming, thank you for remembering us, thank you for showing us love. And in return, we know that we are there because it's God, that we are just vessels of God to show them that God still loves you, that you are neither forgotten or forsaken. Amen. That God never turns his back on his children.
I just want to give a shout out. You know, this Sunday at 10 a.m. at First Assembly of God in Wahiawa, we call it the Free Inside Church, the good in the hood. We're at 300 Wilhekina Drive. We have a 10 a.m. service that we're dedicating to the men of Sawara. Our prison team will be handling the service. We'll be videotaping that service, and we'll be sending that video back to the men in Sawara. Now, we're going to be pulling up the families. If you have any loved ones that are in Sawara, please come to the service. At the end of our service, we're going to have you stand in the front. We're going to give the big shaka, do a slow pan with our camera, and then we're going to have the church pray over you. But we just want to love on you. I want you to hear the testimonies of the team that went up there. But more importantly, just come and worship with the same people that was worshiping with your loved ones up in Sawara. You know, a lot of people say, Bula, how do you guys do it, man? You guys are always on fire for God. Well, you know, it's the call upon our heart. For I was hungry and you fed me. I was thirsty and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger and you invited me into your home. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you cared for me. I was in prison and you visited me. You know, we all make mistakes. I believe in that. The only difference between those that are incarcerated and my wife and myself is they got caught. He who is without sin cast the first stone. When we go with an encouraging word. We lift them up. We lift up all our brothers and sisters. And like Pastor Scott always says, it's not the end in the road. It's the bend in the road. But it's up to you. My beloved, I want to thank all of you for tuning in tonight. We had a wonderful trip. But if you can, get out to our church on Sunday, because we're going to have an opportunity to share with you with our testimonies. Yes. Exactly what happened during that trip. You know, and we're going to hopefully have a video testimony from some of the employees over there. But most of all, know that God loves you. Know that He wants to hear from you. God doesn't want a religion.
That's right.
He wants a relationship.
That's right.
Talk story with your daddy tonight in heaven. Say, amen. Papa, I need you. Papa, I love you.
You've been listening to Free Inside Ministry with Brother Bula Eastman. Thank you for joining us today, and we hope today's message has blessed and encouraged you. If so, we'd love to hear from you. Email Brother Bula at freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. That's freeinsideministry@gmail.com or call 222-2822. And remember, if the Son makes you free, you shall be free indeed, free inside. Until next time, may God bless you.